Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. It's where you can find out more about my new book. David Gage is next. He's going to be coming up in the next segment to talk to us about family-owned businesses. But first, we're going to continue our visit with our good friend John Patterson. John and Chip Bell have written a number of books, including Wired and Dangerous, How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It. And John is the founder and the president of Progressive Insights. And he's our good friend. We're talking about serving this wired and dangerous customer. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Why don't you give us a website and tell us how we can find you and your book, please?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. You can find me at johnrpatterson.com. Just don't forget the R in there. And everything
right,
about
exactly.
What I'm up to in the book is on there.
The book is there, too. johnrpatterson.com. John, in the previous segment, we were talking that you were telling us all about this new customer, the customers with these new expectations, and we talked about the fact that you got to tell the truth, the fact that that you know there was a time, John, when puffery, which is a legal term that businesses can use to sort of use a little hyperbole when they're blowing up their product a little bit, you know, plop plop fizz fizz, oh what a relief it is, you know, that kind of thing, but the truth, but what we were saying is that there's no place to hide. In this age, there's no place to hide with wired and dangerous customers like we have now. There's no place to hide. If you're stretching yourself too much, maybe not even trying to not tell the truth, just being a little bit loose with the facts, there's no place to hide. You will be found out. But there's some other tips that you have for us, John. Tell us about those.
Sure. If you think about the customer and what we've been talking about, Jim, about how they've changed. We believe that everything in terms of delivering a great customer experience has to be based on a partnership paradigm. And as you and I were talking about just as we finished the last segment, that starts with trust. That's where the truth and transparency come in. But we believe there are five key elements that you want to focus on when you deliver a great experience. You want to show the customer that you understand them. You want to treat the customer like a partner. We say, include me. You want to teach the customer something whenever you can. Teaching the customer, giving them new knowledge and information they can use, has the highest lift to repurchase of any element that you can deliver. You can get a 32% lift to repurchase if you can teach them something. One of the key elements is, though, you got to do the basics of whatever your offering is right every time first. Doesn't matter what else you do. If the basics are wrong, you're not going to deliver the kind of experience that
And that's the kind of stuff that customers want you to send them, isn't it? You know, I talk about following customers home, and people push back at me sometimes and say, I'm talking about spam, and I say no, I'm talking about getting permission to follow them home. Once they know that when you follow them home with stuff, it's going to be things they can use, not just things you sell.
No, that's exactly right. It's important information that they can use in their life. We're all moving too fast, as we talked about. If you can make a difference in their life with that information, then you're going to get a huge lift to loyalty and to repurchase. And you know, Jim, the other element we talk about is customers today want you to surprise them.
Yeah.
As Chip would say, give them an experience and put a cherry on the top. You know, just like the old Cracker Jacks box, we used to open it up. And why do we open it up? It wasn't for that caramel corn. It was for that prize. And how much was that prize worth? Not much, but it sure was fun seeing what was in that box.
It was exciting. That's right.
It was.
I want to say something about trust before we leave that, though. Pardon me. I want to remind people that when the first markets were born 10,000 years ago, there was one thing that was there then that is there now, and that's trust. The first market could not have been built without trust being at that moment, John. And the thing is, I believe trust is more valuable more required today than it ever was. What do you think?
Well, I think there's no question about it. You know, when a customer has so much access to information on the Internet, he has the ability to measure that trust better than ever before. And unfortunately today, we find businesses breaking that trust too often. So the customer's a little suspicious today, and they're used to having things their way. And so when it's not there, Jim, they get real loud. They get real loud, as we talked about. And that's an issue.
And that comes back to that experience. They want that experience. Is what they want. The cherry on top, as you were talking about. I like the part about you. What you guys say about inviting customers to be your partners. That's how you get customers. That's how you make a customer you can't run off, isn't it?
That's it. Because when they know that you're going to involve them through the entire process all the time and treat them as if you were a partner, that inclusiveness is what keeps them there. It's what lets them tolerate when you make an error and let you recover and not run off. So that's the very, very key part of this. But you also, as we talked about, their expectations change so fast. You got to show them that you're staying on top of that, that you understand them before you can include
them. Hey, John, I need your can they find this article on your website?
They can find it on my website. If they click on the article button, it'll pop right over there. It's the first article on that page, Jim.
JohnRPatterson.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And the new book is Wired and Dangerous, right?
That's correct.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.